Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngaleli thuba siphalona ekuseni namhlanje ukuthi sihlangane sizomkhonza.
We thank God for this opportunity that we have this morning that we can gather and worship him.
Ngaphambi kokuthi kwaye iculeke ngizocela sivala amehlo sikhuleke.
Before the choir sings, shall we close our eyes and pray?
Baba wethu osezulwini siyabonga kakhulu ngethuba elihle osiphalona ukuthi sihlangane sizokukhonza namhlanje ekuseni.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we have that we can worship you this morning.
Sithanda ke Nkosi ukukumema, sicela ukuthi ube khona phakathi kwethu ekuseni nje.
Lord, we would like to invite you. May you be with us this morning.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ubusise umculo wekhwaya.
Lord, we pray that you would bless the singing of the choir.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ubusise nezwi lakho elizofundwa namhlanje ekuseni.
And Lord, we ask that you would also bless the reading of your word that we will receive this morning.
Kwangathi Nkosi izwi lakho lingathola lo mphefumulo onesidingo.
Lord, may your word find that soul that has a need.
Siyacela ke Nkosi usivuselele sonke ngomsa wakho.
Lord, we pray that you would revive us all, Lord, by your grace.
Amen.
Amen. Ikhwaya izocula amaculo amathathu eloqala elesijalimane sithola kwamahubo 27 lapho uJesu ungokukhanya nensindiso yethu. Singesaba yini? Ngisho makufika izitha zifike singasaba yini ngoba sinayo uJesu. Into inye nje nengifisayo ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukuhlana naye uNkulunkulu wami ekhaya lakhe zonke insuku zokuphila kwami. Besiculo lesibili lingesingesi lapho siculo ukuthi lapho ingelosi sifika kwebalusi ngaleso sikhathi esidala babona ukuthi nansi insindiso nakho lokho esikudingayo ukuthi abantu bethole ukusindiswa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu bekwazi ukuthi bebemunye bekhonze uNkulunkulu bonke abantu behlangana wabakhona ukudumisa okukhulu wadunisa uNkulunkulu ngomsebenzi omkhulu akawenzile ukuthi efike emhlabeni. Bese ke iculo lesithathu lingelesiZulu. We're going to sing three songs. The first song is in German, which we find in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And one thing that I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The second song is an English song, and then the third song is in Zulu, where we sing, Satan, he has no power. Satan has no power over us. And we will sing and we will praise that Satan has no power over us, but that Jesus has all the power. Through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to overcome. And once we have been, those who have been sanctified, they will then be able to get into their heavenly home and they will go there in courage, knowing that they will be with their Lord.
Denn Herr ist mein Licht und ist mein Heil. Was will ich noch? Der Herr ist die Kraft meines Lebens allein, und wenn sollte mir noch grau. Ob der Seel auf der Böse kommt, ihr fürchte mich nicht. Ob wir sind Krieger, auf ihn allein verlass ich mich.
This morning, in the wonderful name of our Lord.
Siyanibingelela nonke ekuseni namhlanje egameni lesimanga lenkosi yethu Jesu.
It's wonderful that we can come together like this.
Kuyisimanga kumnandi ukuba sihlangane ngalendlela.
Thank you for the choir that sang.
Sibonga kakhulu kulo ikhwaya lisiculele.
And thank you for the singing even before we started.
Sibonga nangomculo sacula ibandla singakaqali.
It's wonderful if we can sing for the Lord.
Music
is a wonderful thing, and if we can use it to praise God's name, it's a wonderful thing. I don't know about you, how you feel, how you experience these days. But for me, there's a certain excitement. I don't know how to explain it. But that is what God is doing amongst people. What God is doing in our lives, or whether it is what God is doing if we look around us, even in that our practical work, whether it is because we see so many people coming, visitors, daily, people are coming.
And
we can go on and on. God is doing so much. Almost wherever you look, doing something.
And
I don't know if you see it, I don't know if you experience it, but it brings an excitement. And it's God's grace if He still continues to work. It's not us, it's not our doing, it's God's doing. But make sure you don't miss the boat. Make sure your eyes are not closed. Make sure your eyes are open, and make sure when God speaks that you are obedient to that. Otherwise, you will miss out. And when God points you in a direction, do it. When He directs your life in a certain direction, do it. Because He knows what's best for you. I never thought I'll preach, and I never wanted to preach. I was always shy, and I had difficulty talking in front of people. And these days I was thinking, the first time I took a service, I had to deliver potatoes to Kingscliff congregation. Reverend Stegan asked me, can you go for the service there, attend the service, and then hand out potatoes afterwards? And I phoned and I said, I'll be coming with a load of potatoes. And then they said, thank you, bring the potatoes, but bring a preacher along as well. And I went back to Reverend Stegan and I said, they say we can bring the potatoes, but they want the preacher as well. And then he said to me, then take the service. And I thought, I can't. But I thought, I'll be obedient, I'll do it. Some days before, Reverend Stegan told me, If God puts something on your heart or he speaks to you, make a note, because you might need it somewhere. And I did. I wrote some notes. Not knowing where I'll use it. There was no time. I had to run, put on a jacket, grab those notes, and I left.
Now
they say men can't multitask. But I tell you, you can drive and prepare a sermon all in one.
And
so I got there and I took the service. And even afterwards, I thought, I'm not a preacher. But I prayed and I said, Lord, if one person would be touched today, or one person give his life to you, I'll take it that you want me to preach. But if I hear nothing of nobody, well, then I know I'm not a preacher, like I always thought. And then afterwards, a young man came to me. And he said, he's never been to this church. He lives close by. And he thought today he'll come to this service there at Kingscliff. And he decided, and he told me in the service, that I want to, from this day, follow God. I want to give my life to him. And so I had to submit to that what God wants for me. Even though it's difficult. Even though I think I shouldn't stand here. Even though I think there's many that can do it far better than me. Even though one sometimes think you're not worthy. But if God wants it, then we must do it. And if God wants you to do something, do it. Because I've experienced a blessing in it. I've experienced that when you do that, what God tells you to do, there's a blessing in it. Doesn't mean it's always
easy.
But God gives you a satisfaction if you do what he wants you to do. And that's why I do it when God opens the door like that. Let's still pray before we continue. Lord, you say in your word that your kingdom is like a treasure. Please open our eyes to this treasure. Please may this treasure become so real to us as if we can touch it and feel it. And please you speak to us through your Holy Spirit Please, you go up and down these benches, there where people are live streaming, wherever people may listen. May you go up and down, and may you speak, and may you convict us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ngathi ungakhuluma nathi ngomoya wakho oyingcwele uhambele lo nalo basemabhentshini nalabo abalalele endaweni ezahlukene. Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ukhulume nathi.
May wherever your word is preached all over the world, may it bring good fruit.
Kwangathi Nkosi yonke indawo mhlaba wonke jikelele la kushunyalwa khona izwi lakho kwangathi Nkosi lingahamba lifinyelele ngeqiniso.
Lord, the world is in a desperate state and desperately in need of you.
Nkosi izwe lisesidingweni esikhulu liyakudinga.
Please be merciful to us, we pray.
Siyacela Nkosi iba nomusa kithi.
Amen.
Amen.
These days I was reading about King Nebuchadnezzar.
Kulezi insuku bengifunda ngenkosi uNebuchadnezzar.
A while ago, someone read me a verse or gave me a verse, and I read it, and ever since it's been with me.
Sekunesikhathi khona owangipha ivesi ngalifunda kusukela lapho lahlala enhlizweni yami.
And every now and then, would go back and read it again.
Ngiyengithi njalo nje emva kwesikhathi ngibuyele kulona ngilifunde.
We find it in the book of Daniel.
Sikthola lokho encwadini kaDaniel.
Daniel is more towards the end of the Old Testament.
Encwadi kaDaniel suya ngasegcineni kweTestament elidala.
While you're turning your Bibles to Daniel, so King Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 43 years.
Sisaphenya inkosi le uNebuchadnezzar wabusa iminyaka engamashumi amane nantathu.
He was called Nebuchadnezzar the Great.
Wayebizwa ukuthi uNebuchadnezzar omkhulu.
And the history books say was one of the greatest of the empire. One of the greatest kings of the Babylonian Empire.
Incwadi zomlando zithi waba omunye wamakhosi amakhulu kumbuso waseBabel.
And it's interesting if you go and read it. I remember also in the youth conference we saw a video on on Daniel's life that portrays this life. But it's interesting if you go and read it how God used King Nebuchadnezzar.
Kuyisimanga mangabe uyifunda le ndaba ngiyakhumbula nangeenkonzo zabasha sake sabona ividiyo yale ndaba kodwa mawufunda ngale mpilo yakhe uNebuchadnezzar kuyisimanga esikhulu.
And even used him to punish the Israelites for their disobedience.
Waze wasetshenziswa ukuze kujeziswe abakwa-Israyeli ngokungalaleli kwabo.
And you can go and read it, Daniel 1 to from chapter 1 to chapter 4. The first four chapters is where Nebuchadnezzar ruled.
Ungayifunda kusukela esahlukweni sokuqala kuya kwesesine isikhathi labe kubusa khona lenkosi uNebuchadnezzar.
The fiery furnace was in Nebuchadnezzar's time.
Isithando somlilo senzeka ngesikhathi sakhe uNebuchadnezzar.
And King Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God.
UNebuchadnezzar lona wamazi uNkulunkulu.
He acknowledged God.
Wamazisa uNkulunkulu.
He saw God's miracles.
Wabona izimangaliso zikaNkulunkulu.
He experienced it.
Wazwela khona.
And he experienced even more than that.
Futhi wazwela nokungaphezulu kwalokho.
So let's read a few verses in Daniel 4.
Siyofunda amavesi ambalwa encwadini kaDaniel isahluko sesine.
Daniel chapter 4 from verse 1.
Incwadi kaDaniel isahluko sesine sifunda kuswele evesini lokuqala.
Now if you read the chapter of Daniel, just think of it, it really happened.
Uma ufunda le sahluko lesi kuDaniel, uma ucabanga
Sometimes when we read of Daniel in the lion's den, we forget that it really happened. So Daniel 4 verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to all the people, nations, and speakers of every language that live in all the earth, may your peace abound.
Nebuchadnezzar inkosi kubo bonke abantu nezizwe nezilimi ezakhe emhlabeni wonke ukuthula makuvame kinina.
It has seemed good to me to declare the signs and wonders which the Most High God has done for me.
Bekukuhle kimi ukwazisa izibonakaliso nezimangaliso uNkulunkulu ophezu konke azenzile kimi.
So this is King Nebuchadnezzar exclaiming this to the people.
Lana inkosi uNebuchadnezzar ekhuluma nabantu.
Verse 3, how great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion is from generation to generation.
Yekubuningi bezibonakaliso zakhe namandla ezimangaliso zakhe. Umbuso wakhe ungumbuso ngunaphakade nokubusa kwakhe kungokwezizukulwane.
And if you just turn your Bible one page and we go to verse 34. Still chapter 4, but verse 34.
Masiphenya nje kanye kuseyisi isahluko lesisine kodwa siya kwivesi lamashumi amathathu nani.
But at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my understanding and reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High God, and I praised and honored and glorified him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
Ngasekugcineni kwezinsuku, mina Nebuchadnezzar, ngaphakamisa amehlo ami ezulwini, nomqondo wami wabuyela kimi. Ngambonga phezu konke, ngamdumisa, ngamtusa. Yena hlezi phakade ngokuba ukubusa kwakhe kungukubusa ukuphakade nombuso wakhe ungowezizukulwane ngezizukulwane.
Verse 35, all the inhabitants of the earth are regarded as nothing, but he does according to his will in the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done?
Bonke abakhe emhlabeni bashaywa yize, uyenza njengentando yakhe empini yasezulwini. Naphakathi kwabakhile emhlabeni akakho ngavimbela isandla sakhe noma athi kuye wenzani na.
Now at the same time my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom my majesty and splendor were returned to me, and my counselors and my nobles began seeking me out. So I was re-established in my kingdom, and still more greatness was added to me.
Asona leso sikhathi wabuyela kimi umqondo wami nobukhosi bami nokucobezela kwami kwabuyela kimi kwaba ludumo lombuso wami. Abomkhandlu bami nezinduna zami bangifuna ngase ngibekwa embusweni wami nganezela ubukhulu obudluleleyo.
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are true and faithful, and his ways are just, and he is able to humiliate and humble those who walk in pride.
Kalokhu ke mina Nebuchadnezzar ngiyatusa ngiyaphakamisa ngidumisa inkosi yezulu ngokuba yonke imisebenzi yayo iyiqiniso nezindlela zayo zingukwahlulela abahamba ngokuzidla inamandla okubathobisa.
And you can go and read more. There's a lot in these chapters.
Ngahamba uqhubeka ufunde kuningi okukulezi zahluko.
So the first point I'd like to make, here we have a king. I don't know if he was Christian or not, whether he was God-fearing, even though he acknowledged it, but here is this great king.
Hey, put lokala ukuthi nako sinale nkosi enkulu angiyazi noma ube umkristu angiyazi noma uNkulunkulu ibimkhonza nakuba sibona imazisa la.
Up until this point, I don't know if he served God, but here God does something for him.
Kusele ekuqaleni kuze kubele isikhathi la ngazi khona ukuthi ibimkhonza yini kodwa la simthola uNkulunkulu eyenzela ukuthiza.
God did something for him, and it's visible in the first verse of this chapter.
uNkulunkulu khona amenzela khona futhi kuyabonakala kulesi sahluko ekuqaleni.
And why is it visible?
Kubonakala ngani na?
Because here the king wants to shout it from the mountain tops.
Ngoba lana sithola ukuthi lenkosi ifuna ukuthi lokhu ikumemezele phezulu entabeni.
He wants to speak to every person from every language. The whole world must hear this.
Ufuna ukukhuluma nabantu bonke izilimi zonke, ufuna ukuthi izwe lonke likuzwe lokhu.
And what must the world hear? God did something for me.
Ikuphi lokho afuna ukuba izwe likuzwe na ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona angenzele khona.
I experienced it, I felt it, something happened. And it was God's hand.
Kukhona engihlangabezane nakho, kukhona ngikuzwile kwenzeka kimi, futhi bekuyisandla sikaNkulunkulu.
The first thing when God works in your life, you cannot keep quiet.
Into yokuqala uma uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni yakho, awukwazi ukuthula.
You cannot keep quiet anymore.
Awukwazi ukuthula.
You want to tell people what God has done.
Ufuna ukubatshela abantu kube ngathi ungamemezela ukuthi uNkulunkulu kwenzeleni.
Do you experience that?
Uyakwazi lokho?
Is that in your life where you can say, God has done something for me, I need to tell people what he's done?
Ngabe khona yini empilweni yakho ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona angenzele khona kumele ngibatshele abantu?
Don't need to be a preacher for that. There where I am, there where I work, there where I meet people, there where I do business.
Awudingi ukuthi uzube umfundisi noma umshumayeli ukwenza lokho. Kodwa la uhlangabezana khona nabantu, ngisho emsebenzini, ngisho uhlangana nabantu emabhizinisini.
Can you tell people what God has done for you?
Ungakwazi ukuthi ubatshele abantu lokho uNkulunkulu akwenzele khona.
And maybe if you can't tell, maybe you haven't experienced God's working in your life.
Uma ungakwazi ukutshela abantu, ungakwazi ukukhuluma, mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu akasebenzi empilweni.
Maybe that's why you have nothing.
Mhlawumbe ingakho ungenalutho.
Here's this king. Up until this point, we don't know where he stands, but God touched him and he wants to shout it out to the whole world. He's not shy. He's not worried what people will think. He wants to say, God did something for me.
Nayi lenkosi asazi ukuthi bekuhamba kanjani ngayo ngaphambili kuze kube kulesi khathi. Kodwa kulesi sikhathi lesi siyayibona ukuthi ifuna ukumemeza manje, ifuna ukuvezela abantu ukuthi naku uNkulunkulu angenzele khona.
If you don't have a message for the world, I doubt if God touched you, or maybe you are so hard-headed that he couldn't even touch you.
Uma ngabe ungena umbiko ongawudlulisela ezweni, ngiyangabaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona kwenzele khona. Mhlawumbe inhliziyo yakho ilikhune kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusebenza.
Spurgeon says you must almost hold it back.
Spurgeon uthi kuphuphuma kakhulu endlela uthi kuze kudinga ukuthi uzuyibambe.
The next thing, when God's done something for you, you want it for the next person.
Okulandelayo ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu ekwenzela okuthize, ufisa ukuthi kwangathi angamenzela nomunye.
Isn't that what Reverend Stegan says in his testimony? I wanted people to experience what I experienced.
Akukhona yini lokho akusho ubaba umfundisi uStegan efakazini bakhe ukuthi wathi kwangathi nabanye bangakuthola lokho akuzuzile.
He experienced God, and that's why he said, I want others to experience it.
Wazwela ukusebenza kukaNkulunkulu ingakho ethi ufisa ukuthi nabanye bakuthole.
Have you ever looked at a person and say, oh, I wish this person could meet God?
Usukambheka yini umuntu wathi uma umbuka wathi hawu ngiyamfisela lo muntu kwangathi angazana noNkulunkulu.
Have you ever looked at someone that's lost and say, oh God, please won't you reveal yourself to this person?
Usukambuka yini umuntu olahlekile Ngokwenza kwakhe ube na umthandazo othi Nkosi zambule kulo muntu.
Why not? Because you haven't experienced it.
Uyazingani ungenakho lokho ingoba kwawena awukahlangabezani nakho.
Because if God works in our lives, we want the next one to have the same.
Ngoba uma uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni zethu sinesifiso ukuthi nomakhelwane wethu akuzuze.
And we want him to experience it. And we look for an opportunity to help the next one.
Sifuna ukuthi naye athole lokho khona lapho sibheke ithuba lokuthi singamsiza kanjani omunye.
You know what a testimony also does?
Uyazi ubufakazi benzani?
It strengthens you.
Kuyaqinisa.
You know what? If you tell people what God has done for you, it'll help you.
Uma utshela abantu ukuthi uNkulunkulu kwenzeleni kuyokusiza.
Young people, when God does something for you, testify to that.
Bantu abasha, uma uNkulunkulu khona kwenzela khona, fakaza ngakho.
Speak about it.
Khuluma ngakho.
Tell your friends.
Tshela abangani bakho.
It will strengthen you.
Kuyokuqinisa.
These days I heard about a person who was helped with an alcohol problem.
Lezi nsuku ngezwe ngomuntu owayekade sizakele enkingeni yotshwala.
And God touched him and set him free.
uNkulunkulu wamthinta lo muntu wamkhulula.
And some went to him and said, "Why don't you testify to what God has done for you?"
Kwaba khona baya kuye bethi, "Yini ungahamba uyofakaza? Fakazela abanye ngalokho uNkulunkulu akwenzele khona."
And he didn't want to.
Wangathanda ukwenza lokho.
It's a pity, but he didn't want to.
Kuyadabukisa kodwa akafunanga ukwenza.
And after some time, I'm not sure if it's 2 years, he fell back in alcohol.
Emva kwesikhathi mhlawumbe iminyaka emibili wayesebuyela futhi utshwaleni.
Now I'm just thinking, maybe it's my thinking and maybe I'm wrong. But what if he would have testified to the people and say, "Look what God has done for me"?
Ucabanga kwami nje lokhu mhlamba akukhona ukuyikhona kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi uma mhlawumbe behambile wafakaza fakazela abantu ukuthi naku uNkulunkulu angenzele
kho. Maybe he wouldn't have fallen back.
Mhlambe ngaba kawanga.
Maybe they would have been more to say, "Hey, let's help you. We see it's not going well."
Mhlamba ninga babe umbona mangabe ese ngasahambi kahle bathi ake sikusize ngathi akuhambi kahle.
Maybe if he had testified, he would have been able to stand.
Mhlamba uma ngabe wayefakazile wayeyokwazi ukuba.
King Nebuchadnezzar, up until chapter 4, experienced a lot.
Lenkosi uNebuchadnezzar kuze kube kulesi sahluko sesine kuningi abhekana nako.
He saw the miracles.
Abona izimangaliso.
And he proclaimed it. He acknowledged it.
Wayesekumemezela lokhu wakwazisa naye.
And you can go and read it. You don't need to follow. I'll just read. But you can go and read it where he says, "God is God of all gods."
Mahambi uzifundela khona nale ekhuluma khona ethi uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu awuNkulunkulu.
Chapter 2 verse 46, I'll just read it. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell face downward and paid respect to Daniel and gave orders for an offering and fragrance incense to present to him in the honor of his God. That's verse 46.
Ivesile amashumi amane nesithupha kwesahluko sesibili. Inkosi uNebuchadnezzar yayisiwa ngobuso, yakhuleka kuDaniel, yayaleza ukuba banikele ngomnikelo nangempepho kuye.
But later in chapter 3, verse 29, he says, "Everyone should worship this God."
Kusahluko esilandelayo sesithathu, ivesi lika-29, uyakhipha isimemezelo noma uyayaleza ukuba wonke umuntu kumele ukuba akhonze lo uNkulunkulu.
He experienced it, he saw it, and he acknowledged it with his mouth.
Ngokuba yena wakubona, wahlangabezana nakho, yikho manje sekukhipha ngomlomo wakhe.
But maybe it was just with his mouth.
Mhlawumbe kwakukhuluma nje ngeyindebe.
Tell me, is your Christian life real? Is it something in you? Is it something you feel? Or is it just something in your mouth? Something you see and you speak?
Awungitshele eyakho impilo yobuKristu, impilo yangempela yobuKristu ephilayo noma into nje esendebeni ukubona bese ukhuluma ngomlomo.
It's a sad state if your life is only what you know I must do and you don't feel it.
Kuyinto edabukisayo uma impilo yakho eyokuthi nje kube yilokho okwaziyo okufundisiwe kodwa wena awuzweli khona.
And if you can't say God speaks to me and he leads me and he convicts me, he even reprimands me if I do wrong. It's a living relationship.
Uma ungakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi akhulume nawe, akuqondise, azakukhuza ngisho nala ungahambi kahle khona, kube ubudlelwano obuphilayo.
But my question to you today,
Korombuzo wami namhlanje uthi,
is your life still what it used to be as a Christian?
Ngabe impilo yakho ise le mpilo ayiyona yini ngaphambili njengomKristu?
Is your life still at the standard where it used to be when you met Christ?
Ngabe impilo yakho ise kulelo zinga ekade ikulo na ngesikhathi hlangabezana
noKristu? Maybe you've learned a lot along the way.
Ningokufundile endleleni.
But is your say the same vigor, the same wanting to do the right thing still there?
Kodwa ngabe lokho kulangazelela nokushisekela ukwenza kuyikhona kusekhona na?
It's very often we forget things and we slacken and we take things less serious.
Ngoba kaningi siyakhohlwa izinto sithathe kancane, sixegise.
And we miss out on that life what God has for us.
Galokho sigcine sesilahlekelwa ileyo mpilo uNkulunkulu asibekele yona.
Here King Nebuchadnezzar saw God's wonders, but something was amiss.
Lana inkosi uNebuchadnezzar wabona izimangaliso zikaNkulunkulu, kodwa kukhona okwasilele.
Pride came in. Thought he can do it on his own. God was in the background. Maybe something distracted him. Maybe his kingdom. Maybe his wealth. Something became more important.
But
somehow he forgot that what God showed him.
Kodwa ngandlela thize kuba ngathi wakhohla lokho uNkulunkulu ebemkhombise khona.
Are you still there where you served God, where you were on fire and you wanted to do the right thing?
Ngabe use lapho yini kulelo zingo okulona lapho ufuna khona ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu uzimisela ukwenza kuyikhona
khona? Do you still remember the things God taught you in the beginning?
Usayikhumbula yini lezo zinto uNkulunkulu akufundisa zona ekuqaleni?
Do you still get up in the morning and pray and say, Lord, what do you want for me for this day? Like you did before. God, please help me in this day. Without you, I can't do it. And very often we forget the things that God has shown us.
Kaningi siyakhohlwa izinto uNkulunkulu asikhombise zona.
I remember in these days I thought about it. When God started working in my life, one of the things he taught us was not to waste food.
Ngakhumbula ngalezi zinsuku ukuthi ezinye zezinto zokuqala uNkulunkulu angifundisa nalapho esebenza empilweni yami wasifundisa ukuthi singachitha ukudla.
And I even remember when he spoke to us.
Ngakhumbula uNkulunkulu ekhuluma
nathi. Now it might seem like a small thing, but God taught us don't waste food.
Kungabona njengento encane, kodwa uNkulunkulu wasifundisa wathi masingachithi ukudla.
If he taught you that, is it still there?
Uma kufundisa lokho kusekhona na?
You teach your children the same?
You
can say it's a small thing, but God taught us. He provides the food. We may not waste
ngasho ukuthi into encane nje kodwa uNkulunkulu wasifundisa ngoba uyena osiphaya ukudla ngakho masingakuchithi
because we forget
ngoba siyakhohlwa.
Do you remember long ago, maybe, when God convicted you, how seriously you took it?
Uyakhumbula esikhathini esidlule uma uNkulunkulu bekuhlaba noma ekuvezela isono esithize ukuthi bekuyinto ubuyithatha besemqwa kangakanani?
Do you remember maybe long ago when God showed you something, how you quickly wanted to get to someone to get the sand out of your eye?
Uyakhumbula yini mhlawumbe esikhathini esidala uma uNkulunkulu ekuvezela okuthize ubusheshe kangakanani ukuthi uhambe mhlawumbe khona odinga ukuyobonana naye ukuze uyihlanze kuleyo nto?
Is it still like that? Or have you forgotten?
Kusenjalo na noma ukhohlwa?
Have you grown slack?
Ngabe usuxegisini?
Have you taken things easy?
Ngabe usuthatha izinto kalula?
Have you forgot the miracles God showed you before?
Usukhohlwe yini izimangaliso uNkulunkulu akukhombisa zona esikhathini esidlule?
And we'll get to there just now where it took King Nebuchadnezzar.
Sizofika kulokho nje manje la athatha khona inkosi Nebuchadnezzar.
Now I'd like to say something about wives and husband.
Ukhona engithanda ukusho mayelana namadoda namakhosikazi.
Is your marriage that example that God uses in the Bible?
Ingabe umshado wakho uyileso sibonelo yini uNkulunkulu asebenzisa eBhayibhelini?
He often compares his relationship like that of a man and a wife. Husband and a wife.
Kaningi ubudlelwane bakhe uyabulinganise nobudlelwane bukamkhwenyana nomakoti.
And maybe when you got married, you said, Lord, I want this marriage to be an example for you. I want this marriage to be a blessing.
Is it like
that still today?
There's
a verse in Corinthians. We can maybe go there.
In
1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not a God of confusion and disorder, but of peace and order, as in all the churches of the saints.
Kuthiwa ngokuba uNkulunkulu kasiye owesiyaluyalu, kepha ngokuthula, njengokuba kunjalo emabandleni onke abangcwele.
Now I'll explain it just now because many people love this verse and they use it for something. The women should be silent in churches, for they are not authorized to speak, but are to take a subordinate place, as the law says.
Ngizochaza lokhu ngoba abaningi balithanda leli vesi bese baliphambanise. Abesifazane mabathule ebandleni ngokuba kabavunyelwe ukuba bakhulume, kepha mabazithobe njengokuba usho njalo umthetho.
If there is anything they want to learn, they are to ask their own husbands at home, for it is improper for a woman to talk in church.
Uma ke bethanda ukufunda utho, mababuze madodeni abo emakhaya ngokuba kuyihlazo ukuba wesifazane akhulume ebandleni.
Now some use this verse and they say women should not speak.
Manje abanye balisebenzisa leli vesi bathi hayi wesifazane akufanele akhulume.
But one day I went to Reverend Stegen and I said, what does this verse mean? I don't understand it.
Kodwa ngolunye usuku ngaya kubaba umfundisi ngathi leli vesi lichazani baba ngiliqondi.
There are women that speak and it's blessed.
Khona besifazane abakhulumayo sibusiseke.
And then he explained to me.
Wayese ngichazela.
And he said you need to take this verse in the context of where it happened.
Wayesethi kumele ke leli vesi ulithathe ulibuka ukuthi kwakwenzakala kuphi.
And he said in that time they had a church And they had a balcony. A balcony is a higher area where people can sit. And the men would sit at the bottom, and the women, would, their wives, would sit on top in the balcony.
Amadoda behlala phansi bese kuba nendawo ephezulu ngathi ku veranda bese ama abesifazane bebehlala khona.
And Reverend Segan said this was written in that context for that day.
Uthi ke ubaba umfundisi usekeni lokhu kwabhalelwa okuqondene naleso sikhathi okwenzeka lapho.
And he said what would happen, the husband at the bottom would speak.
Uthobe kwenzeka bekwenzeka ukuthi ukhuluma indoda lamadoda hleli phansi.
And then his wife from the top would shout and say, no, my husband, it's not like this, it's like this.
Bese kula besifazane mahleli phezulu kuphendula umakoti wayo lendoda athi cha myeni wami akunjalo akwenzekanga kanjalo kwenzeka kanje.
And Reverend Stegen explained it to me and he said, for that time and for that reason, it was said to them, don't speak in the church. If you don't understand what your husband is saying, go home and ask him at home.
Why say chaza uthi ngelokho okwakwenzeka lapho kwase kuthiwa ke abesifazane abangakhulumi uma khona angaqondi kuloko okukhulunywa umyeni wakhe useyokubuza ekhaya.
Because it was disrespectful for a wife to contradict her husband there in public.
Ngoba phela bekungahloniphi ukuthi indoda iyakhuluma phambi kwabantu nangu nkosikazi useyayiphikisa lento ayikhulumayo.
Tell me, wife, do you contradict your husband in public just like that?
Awungitsheleke wena nkosikazi, ngabe indoda yakho uyaphikisana yini nayo silangalaleni nje kanjalo?
I'm not saying if things are wrong or there's sin. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking just general. Your husband says something, you say, no, it's not like this, it's like this.
Angikhuluma ngabe mhlawumbe kunezinto ezingahambi kahle noma kunesono sesikhona. Kodwa nje kukhulunywa usuyangenelela khona lapho wena nkosikazi uthi cha myeni wami akunjalo kunje.
Or are you contradicting him to the point where it's not honorable to God? Do you respect your husband the way you should respect him? You want people to respect your husband. Which wife doesn't want a husband that's respected? But you yourself don't respect him. How will others respect him? They will look at you because you know him the best. And according to how you treat him, they will treat him. Now, don't jump to all sorts of conclusions. I'm not speaking to my wife. I speak to her at home. I'm not here to speak to her, just by the way. Sometimes people think when the preacher says something, that's his problem at home. Don't look at her, look at your life. And look at your wife and look at your own life and say, God, what are you saying to me? I remember recently we were walking through someone's factory up in Johannesburg. And I walked with this person whom I don't know very well. But it struck me how the people in that factory respected that person. The respect they showed to that person impressed me, and because we were with that person, they even showed us the same respect.
Inhlonipho abayinika lo muntu kwaba inhlonipho emangazayo. Nathi nxa sasihamba naye sagcina sisihlonipheka.
And because of the way that the people respected the person that showed us, I gained respect for that person.
Kendlela abantu ababemhlonipha ngayo lo muntu wesikhombisa nami qobo ngase ngimhlonipha lo muntu.
Why? The workers know that person. They're with that person all day long. If they show that respect, it gains my respect to that person as well.
Ngani na ngoba phela lo muntu usebenza nabo labo abantu lezi zisebenza unabo usuku nosuku uma zikwazi ukumhlonipha ngalendlela.
It tells me something about that person. In the same way, wife, the way you treat your husband, tell other people something about your husband. Think of that. Next time when you treat your husband, think of that. Husbands, likewise, you must love your wives. You can go and look it up. It's in 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Husbands, likewise, you must love your wife. It's God's command to love your wife. Do you love your wife? God told you to. I remember one man once telling me that he realized he doesn't love his wife anymore. And he said, and he went for prayer and he prayed to God and said, please give me a love for my wife. And God did it. God commands us husbands to love our wives. And if it's not like that, pray that God will give you that love. Treat her with understanding, tenderness, as the weaker person. Show her honor and respect as a fellow heir of the grace of God. Now listen to this, so that your prayers may not be hindered or ineffective. Husbands, we also have a responsibility towards our wives to treat them in a godly way. So that our marriages bring glory to God the way He intended to. It cannot be a cat and dog affair. Whether you're alone, whether you're with people, God intended your marriage to be a blessing. Do you remember the time when you first started serving Christ and you said, I want to live for Him? Is it still like that? Do you still remember that time when you received the baptism, whether it was water or the Holy Spirit? Do you still remember that time how you were? How you were careful what you do. How you were careful not to hurt someone. How it was an awareness every minute of the day to do what God wants me to do.
umzuzu nomzuzu osukwini ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ngenzini.
Where you don't want 1 minute to go by where I slip, my foot slip and I get irritated or something goes wrong. Is it still like that?
Lapho uhamba unokuqophelela ungafuni nokushela nakancane, gcina mhlawumbe usucasukile wenza okungafanele, ingabe kusenjalo na?
If not, go back to where you should be.
Makungenjalo, hindela lapho kumele ube khona.
And here we have this king, and he talks about God's miracle.
Lana sinale nkosi ikhuluma ngezimanga zikaNkulunkulu.
God has done wonders.
UNkulunkulu wenze izimangaliso.
And what's that wonder he talks about?
Simangaliso zini lezi akhuluma ngazo
na? What's that wonderful thing he talks about?
Yini lento eyisimanga akhuluma ngayo?
You know what it is?
Uyazi uthini?
First of all, when he ate grass like a cow. That's what he's talking about.
Okokuqala leso sikhathi lapho eyithola esedla utshani njengenkomo.
When God took him and disgraced him and humiliated him.
Lapho uNkulunkulu emthatha emthobisa emshonisa phansi.
That was the start of the miracle.
Lapho kwaba isiqalo sezimangaliso.
Dear Christian, use that where God has placed you, whether it's difficult, whether it's unbearable, use that to see things the way God sees it.
Sihlobo sebenzisa leso simo uNkulunkulu akubekusona, noma singaba likhuni kangakanani, sisebenzise ukuze ubone izinto ngendlela uNkulunkulu abona ngayo.
If he takes us and he puts us through the mill, go through it. He wants to open our eyes.
Uma sithatha esifake emshinini esishuka, vuma ngoba ufuna ukuvula amehlo ethu.
He made him eat grass like an animal to open his eyes.
Wamenza ukuba adle utshani njengesilwane ukuze amvule amehlo.
And you complain and you say my life is so difficult. Why must I go through this? I'd love to do that, but I must do this. Use that where God has put you, that He opens your eyes.
So when you call it, you tell Him, "Pile amilkuni, ngani ngbegwele mina bengfunu kwenza lokho." Kota sebenzisa lokho, uNkulunkulu akufakukho ukuze kuvuleke amehlo.
So that at the end of it, you can say, "God is a God of wonders."
Ukuze kugcineni kwakho konke ukwazi ukusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wezimangaliso.
We do many things in life.
Senza izinto eziningi empilweni.
We work, we make money, we build houses, we do many different things.
Siyasebenza, sithola imali, sakha imizi, senza izinto eziningi.
And it's not wrong.
Akukubi.
But we so easily get distracted and get focused on the wrong things.
Kodwa kaningi siyaphazamiseka sise sigcine sesingena ezintweni ekungezona.
We look at the situation, we focus on it, and we get distracted.
Sibuka isimo bese sibhekisisa kakhulu kuleso simo bese siyaphazamiseka.
Other things become important.
Kube nezinto ke manje ezingena zibe
mkhulu. It becomes all consuming.
Lezi zinto kube izona ke sesithatha isikhathi sethu sonke.
And even though we say we still follow Christ, even though we think we're still on the right track, we've drifted far away.
Kuthi noma sicabanga ukuthi samlandela uKristu, sisesendleleni kaKristu, kodwa nokho sikude le.
And maybe because I've taken things lightly, it's necessary for God, like King Nebuchadnezzar, to put your head in the sand and the dirt for your own good.
Kodwa mhlawumbe ngoba ngithathe izinto kalula. Sambe ingakho esikhathi uNkulunkulu adinga ukuthi ikhanda lithathe alibeke phansi emhlabathini njengayo inkosi uNebuchadnezzar lona ukuze kungilungele mina.
Just think of it, a king eating grass, lying in the field with a dew covering him in the morning.
Awucabanga inkosi impela inkosi isidlutsha mhlala nezilwane.
Humanly we would say that's madness.
Sala nelwane ngaphandle izilalelo amazolo ngokobuntu singathi kumsangano.
But through that, God opened his eyes. Are your eyes open? Do you see things the way God sees it? When you're in front of that situation and you're confronted with a situation, do you see it the way God sees it, or do you see it with your own mind? Can you say, I will leave it because God wants me to? Can you say, I'll accept it because God wants me to? And if God wants you in his work, will you accept it?
And
if he wants to use you, will you accept it, or will you say, no, I've got my plans? Or do you want God to humiliate you like that before your eyes open? God and God's kingdom, do you see that? Do you see that we live for that, for God, and for eternity? We don't live for what we see here. We live for eternity. But if we don't see things God's ways, we'll burn in hell for eternity. Oh, and so often people get distracted, they get consumed by the everyday things. And because of that, you forgot what God has done for you, what he taught you, how you should live, and what you should do. And you drift away from the way God wants you to live. And not everyone is as lucky as King Nebuchadnezzar. That God still humiliated him so his eyes can open. Many don't have that privilege. Maybe some have gone past that and God said, enough is enough. Dear Christian, what must one still say to convince you that it's God and God alone?
Kristo thandekayo, ikupho okusadinga kwenzeke ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukukufundisa ukubamba ukuthi uyu uNkulunkulu uyena yedwa.
What more do you need to hear?
Ikupho okunye osafuna ukuzwa.
What more do you need to feel?
Ikupho okunye osafuna ukuthi uhlangabezane nakho.
So that you can realize that we are here to serve God. Our life should serve him. And that he's given us the chance to serve him. Because if we don't, we'll end up in the flames of hell. O person, consider your situation. Consider how you see things. Consider carefully how you live. Consider carefully how you go about with people. And consider carefully where you are going to. And if you see, I'm not there where I should be. I'm not there where I used to be. There is still grace. There is still grace. May God help us May he be with each one of us. May he speak to us. And may he show each one, where am I lacking?
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu aba nomusa kithina, abe nathi, asivezele futhi lona lokuthina ukuthi ikuphi la ngisilele khona.
And may each one of us be part of that wonderful working of God.
Kwangathi sonke singaba ingxenye yaloko kusebenza kuyisimanga kukaNkulunkulu.
And that we can say the same as King Nebuchadnezzar. After that eating grass, that you can get up and say, God is wonderful. And King Nebuchadnezzar was restored. His kingdom was restored to him even greater than before.
Inkosi leyo Nebuchadnezzar wabuyiselwa endaweni yakhe nombuso wakhe wabuyiselwa kwaze kwaba ngcono kunangaphambili.
Why? Because he bowed.
Ngani na ngoba wazithoba.
He bowed.
Wazithoba.
And God saved him.
UNkulunkulu wamsindisa.
Sesiyabonga sesikuzwile.
We are thankful for what we have heard.
Le ndaba ka Nebuchadnezzar inkosi isinike ithemba kunoma bani ukuthi uNkulunkulu sengamsiza.
The story of King Nebuchadnezzar gives hope to each one that God can still help you.
Noma ngabe usowawa noma mhlambe uhlushwa izinesithile usinike ithemba ukuthi njengabazalwane njengamaKristu njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu uma uswangena enkingeni usengakwazi nawe ukusizakala.
If you have fallen, if you still have sins that trouble you and you cannot get rid of them, there is still a hope that you as a child of God can be helped.
Hey, uNebuchadnezzar ningi imangalise sesizwile ngaye saze sezwa ukuthi futhi wabe wawa ekuweni kwakhe wazagcina esephila impilo yobulwane esedlutshana.
Many miracles we heard about King Nebuchadnezzar and how that once he had fallen again, he ended up being like an animal eating grass.
Kunjani namhlanje abantu esebephila impilo yasezweni?
How is it among people nowadays living a life of the world?
Sebephila impilo yezwe.
Living a life of the world.
Sebenza izinto zasezweni.
Doing things that are done in the world.
Usengabuyela nawe uphenduke ube njengoNebuchadnezzar uphinde uhlonipheke uma ngabe ubumfundisi usowawe efundisini umsizikazi noma ngabe umntwana kaNkulunkulu khona ithemba lokuthi nawe ungasizakala.
And you can also, like King Nebuchadnezzar, be restored that you can also live a respectable life, whether you are a preacher or a lady worker in God's work who has fallen, you can be restored.
Now, mhlawumbe ugqilazekile imimoya emibi usubuyele ezonweni, mhlawumbe usejele uboshiwe usunqunyela iminyaka eminingi ejele noma usejele lezono ugqilazekile ngogqilazekile ngakho likhona ithemba ukuthi uJesu sengakusiza.
Maybe the evil spirits they ride you, or maybe you are in jail. And you've been given so many years in jail, or maybe you are in jail of sin, you can still be helped.
Siyabadinga noma siyadingeka kube nathi sifane no Meshach no Shadrach abama noma sekuthiwa abadle isidlo senkosi abuye bekhonze isithombe segolide bama.
And we must be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had been offered the food of the king's table, or that they had to bow down to that image, but they stood.
Uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu ufikele ukuthi ungenza isono, ungangena esonweni. Siyadingakala namhlanje njengoba sesizwile ukuthi funaka lapho sime khona ukuthi qha ngeke ngikwenze ukuthi nokuthi.
And as a child of God, When you meet up with this, that you could sin or you might fall into sin, you need to say, no, I will not do this.
Uyazi ukuthi ngisho uPetro noJudas Iscariot
bebehamba no Jesu bebona imanga.
Even Peter and Judas Iscariot, they walked with Jesus seeing the miracles.
Kodwa uSathane wangena kuJudas Iscariot.
But Satan entered into Judas Iscariot.
Upetho wampika uJesu.
Peter denied Jesus.
Kodwa waphenduka.
But he repented.
Kodwa uJudas Iscariot akakwazanga ukuphenduka.
But Judas Iscariot was not able to repent.
Wagcina seyilengisa.
Ended up hanging himself.
Kodwa nabona naye nenkosi naye ibona imanga ngemanga kwagcina lapho. Isibona isiwutho nani ngoba kuyiqhenya nokusola uyabona njalo wayisola abantu bakaNkuluNkulu lenkosi yagcina isidla utshani njengesilwane.
Where the king who had experienced so many miracles, pride entered into him, and even where he found fault with God's children, ended up being an animal.
Siyabona namhlanje abantu namhlanje umuntu akhanukela udade wabo as I'm turned, sobo sake, ubulwane lobo.
Where you find nowadays that someone lusts after their own sister, that is living like an animal.
Umuntu ubaba afisa ukulala nengane yakhe, yonke lezo zinto ubulwane.
Where a father desires to sleep with his own child, oh, that is all that of animals.
Kube yihlazo ukuthum ingane yontombazane ikhulelise udadewabo yibo lobubulwane ukudlutshani njengesilwane njengenkosi yadlutshani ubulwane ke into njalo udla izinto zasezweni ube okwasezweni kodwa ube yibiza ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
And where a lady has been impregnated by someone from their own family, oh, this is evil, this is that which where you live like an animal.
Ungaba semvuselelweni kodwa uphila impilo kaJudas Iscariot.
You might be in a revival, but you live a life like Judas Iscariot.
Ungaba semvuselelelweni ufane noPetro umphike uphika ukusebenza kwaNkuluNkulu uphakathi la emvuselelweni.
You are here in the revival, yet you live like Peter and you deny the Lord Jesus.
Ungaboni ukusebenza kwaNkuluNkulu kodwa ube semsebenzini okusola ulokhu wasola wasola wasola.
You do not see God at work. What you are busy with is finding fault. That's all you do.
Hawu la madoda lawa athi impela esikwathi wathi inkosi ababase usithanda somlilo siphinde kasikhombisa ukushisa bathi impela bakuvuma bafakwa phakathi.
And these men, the king said, let us make that furnace 7 times hotter, and they were thrown in.
Ngokukholwa kwabo bangena kulesi sithando somlilo leso sibasele lo mlilo oshisa kanjalo.
They, in their faith, went into this furnace that had been heated so.
Kodwa kwathiwa ke inkosi yabona ke kukhona owesine onjengendodana kaNkuluNkulu.
And they said to the king, there's a fourth in here that is like the Son of Man.
Thina ke sesike sakubona izinto ezinjalo emaphepheni saze sakubona la phakathi kwethu.
And we have seen these things in the papers and we've also seen it amongst us.
Kwafuneka thina sivivinywe ukholweni kwethu ukuthi simiphi izinto ezikhulunywa la.
And our faith had to be tested about the things that were spoken of here.
Ukuthi siyasha noma sishi.
Do we burn or not?
Kodwa bashayo bayabonakala ngisho phakathi kwethu ukuthi lapho usabonakala namanje leyo mpilo ukuthi abasizakalanga kulokho kusha kwabo.
And those who were burnt, you can still see in their life that they were not totally cleansed out of that.
La madoda uNkulunkulu wabanabo sebe phakathi emlilweni bathi asikwazi ukukhonza isithombe segolide sizokhonza uNkulunkulu noma ningasifaka emlilweni uzowabona amandla kaNkulunkulu bamthembe uNkulunkulu.
And these three men, they trusted God. They said they will never bow down to this image. Even though they were in the fire, they trusted God.
Kunjani wena ntombazane baba mama uma esefikile uSathane uyahlukana noJesu.
Young lady, father, mother, what is it like with you? If Satan comes, do you part from God?
Khona iculo engingabatshela lona lamaluthela. abanye labe sinomhlangano khona.
We had a meeting I shared with some the song that we sang among the Lutherans.
Lithi Satan uthangibhekiphi?
Satan, where should I look?
Uma ngishiya leli evangeli.
If I leave this gospel.
Ngoba bayalicima kodwa lona liyavutha.
They tried to extinguish it, but yet it burns.
Seligcwele umhlaba wonke.
It is full, the whole world around.
Ngoba siphethe ivangeli insimbi edlezinye.
Because we have this gospel, a metal that eats other metals.
We are born again now, my sefiku satani. Ethi ntombi baba yenza ukuthi noma tshontsha uthi sathane ngengwenze lokho ngoba sengizongihlukanisa noJesu.
Young lady, father, when Satan comes and says do this, you say, Satan, I can't do it because it will part me from Jesus.
Ukuthi sengabiyela kuleyo watshwala ngibuyele kulo wagwayi ngiphuzele watshwala ngibheme lo wagwayi ngibheme leyansangu ngeke sathane mphikise sathane uthi ngeke.
Am I to go back to alcohol, to smoking, to dacha, oppose the devil and say no?
Satan uthi sengizoyingcolisa, ngiphila impilo kuyingcolisa, ngcolisa umzimba wami, Satan angeke.
Satan, do you say I must defile my body, live a life like that? Satan, no.
Ntombi, shona ukuthi cha, ngale minwe yami ngeke ngikwenze lokho, ngalesi sandla sami ngeke ngikwenze lokho, nsizwa baba, thana ngeke ngikwenze ngoba kuzongehlukanisa noJesu.
To the ladies, to the men, to the fathers, when Satan says, do this with your fingers or with your hand, you say, no, I won't do it. It will part me from Jesus.
Atu izayi zanda igcwele igazi, nemini igcwele igazi. Uma wenzi into ngesandla sakho nangeminwe yakho, phambi kukaNkulunkulu sekugcwele igazi, umuntu omusha baba, mama.
The prophet Isaiah says, your hands, your fingers are full of blood. If you sin with them before God, your hands are full of blood.
Athu David izandla zinecala uma wenza kubi.
David says that your hands, they are at fault. They have a fault in them if you do things that are evil.
Oh, Daniel bathi cha kube sidle isidlo senkosi ngeke, kube sikhonze isithombe segolide ngeke, bathi ngeke ngalonkulunkulu esimkhonzayo.
Daniel and his friends, they said, eat the food from the king's table or bow down to the image. We will not do that.
Manje ke uzothi ngikhuluma into engekho eBhayibhelini. Mhlawumbe mangikhuluma ukuthi uzomphikisa uSatan.
Now, if you say that I am saying something that's not in the Bible, if I say you must oppose the Satan.
UJesu elingwa ehlane wakhuluma naye uSatan wathi angikwazi ukwenza ukuthi nokuthi.
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he spoke to Satan. He said, I cannot do this and that.
Now, again, no man have a cell phone, iya isi yimbikangakanani kuwe. Thana Satan ngeke ngwenze lokho. Mphikise Satan uthi ngeke enze ngenze lona. Khuluma naye Satan.
If that cell phone to you defiles you so, speak to Satan and say, Satan, I will never do this.
Lento izongihlukanisa no Jesu wami. Izongihlukanisa naleli evangeli esengilitholile. Sathana ngeke ngikwenze lokho.
It will part me from my Jesus, from the gospel I have received. Satan, I will never do that.
Ngizolahlekela umoya ongcwele esengiwutholile. Sathana ngeke ngikwenze lokho.
I will lose the Holy Spirit whom I have received. I won't do that, Satan.
Uzobona ke ntombi uzonqoba. Mayethu Satan njengamanje balele bonke vuka uye endlini encane noma uye ebhavu uyoyingcolisa insizwa noma baba. Uthi Sathane ngeke ngikwenze lokho.
And young lady, young man and father, if Satan comes to you and says, everyone is sleeping, go to the bathroom and defile yourself. Say, I will not do that.
Bukani lamadoda lamathathu athi ngeke sikhonde igolide, ngeke sikhonde isithombe segolide, athi ngeke ningamene nisifake kulo ntwele, sifakeni kodwa nizowabona amandla kaNkulunkulu.
See these three men. They said, we will never bow down to that golden image. You put us in the furnace. You can do that, but we won't deny our God.
Sidinga insizwa nomama bazokuma evangelini bathi cha uJesu sasamthola samemukela ngeke singene esonweni.
We need fathers and mothers who stand in the gospel. This Jesus whom we have received, we will never go into sin.
Athi umuntu bengenzeka kanjani sengene ngewindi esephakathi edlini.
And another will say, well, how could I have opposed it when it came in through the window?
You tell
them to get out, because you will lose Jesus if you do this sin. And then it will come to you, Satan, where do you say I must go?
Awubuzo Satan emayifika kwena ethi njengamanje hamba utshontshe hamba uphuze hamba ugqekeze hamba uthathe imoto zabantu uthi Satan ngengikwenze uma ngishiya leli vangeli uma ngishiya lo Jesu wami engamtholayo.
When Satan comes to you, now go and steal, do this criminal act or tell lies. Tell Satan, why would I do this? Where would I go if I would sin?
Ngihamba ngemoto I private.
Papa was traveling with a car?
A Toyota, private.
A private Toyota.
Ngise Stanga.
Baba was in Stanga.
Igcwele upetrol.
The petrol was full.
Wafika uSatan.
Satan came.
Engqondweni yami.
Came into Baba's mind.
Ngoba nathi siyalingwa.
Because we also get tempted.
UJesu walingwa. Nathi siyalingwa futhi noma ushumayela ivanga noma njani siyalingwa.
Jesus was tempted. We are tempted. If you preach the gospel, you will be tempted. But you need to overcome. When Baba was in Stanga, something came into the ear. See, the fuel is full. And you also have money in your pocket. Go and visit your daughter in Durban. Baba said, no.
Ngoba umi gingqika ngale ngivelelwa ingozi angithi kwazi ukuthi ngilasteng imachine la endlule khona ngibhalisa ukuthi ngiyesteng uma sengidlula ngiyale kothi wani seivelelwa ingozi sise garage sengilimele kothi wani.
And what if I go there and then I have an accident, the car rolls? Everyone knows that I've just gone to Stanga. I even wrote it in the book. They'll ask me, what were you doing there?
Ngathi Satan ngiyenze lo.
Baba said, I won't do that. I'm not going there. And Satan failed.
Now
do you see as a child of God how you can speak to Satan? When Satan comes to you, I would just answer in any old way. Say, Satan, I cannot do it. I'm a child of God. And you who keep falling back into sin over and over, try it. Speak to him. You see, you will overcome.
Uthi Sathane mangiyephi mangishiya leli vangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu elisindisayo. Angikwazi ukushiya leli vangeli. Khona umuntu ethi sengiyahamba kwasizabantu, sengiyashiya kwasizabantu, sengiyawushiya umsebenzi. Thana-ke Sathane uthi angiyephi, ngoba khuluma yena uSathane uthi shiya manje, hamba manje yodla isono. Uthi hawu, mangishiya leli vangeli ngizoshonaphi.
Now say to Satan, where do you say I must go to? That I should leave this gospel. If he tells you to sin, or even a thought comes to you, no, just leave. Oh, Satan, where must I go to if I leave this gospel? The storms, the fires came. Even to the branches, there were those that got burnt, but there were those that stood. And why was that? By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How sad when the king of their nation was eating grass like a cow.
We are tabugisa ngano noma umfundisi lapho khona noma ngabe uyini noma ngabe umzalwane bayadabuka sebekhona ukuthi lo wayemfundisi lo no wayishumayeza lo no wayemzalwane anibukuthe gqoka kanjani anibuse sephila impiloni usuphethe noma ibhodlela kagoloko noma likabhiwe yaphuza sebekhomba kanye kodwa usengasizakala.
How sad is it when in your area people look and they say, well, that person used to preach a gospel, the gospel. They used to be a believer, but look at them now. Oh, look at the way they dress or how they have a bottle in their hand. But there's still hope. Thank you very much to
Mkwenyane.
How wonderful this hope that we have received. Where you have fallen and you live a life where you are eating grass like an animal. Maybe you used to preach or sing. But or even testify, but there is still hope for you. Baba read this word and made a note that Reverend Stegen once preached about it.
Wathi uma noma ngabe usuphila impilo yobulwane ngoJesu Kristu sengakusiza.
And what I am mentioning here, I remember what Reverend Stegen said. Even though you live a life like an animal, Jesus Christ can help you. You know that animals don't get married. As I said, that a father impregnates his daughter or a brother, their sister. This is the life of living like an animal. Let me relate a sad story to you. In closing, regarding money, this man went to to people of the faith. Went to another faith, a young man that wasn't married. Said, oh, I have a desire to be rich. And if you want to be rich, this is how we do it. That's a black man. Going to another nation. Now, for us to get rich, this is how we get rich. Go and woo or flirt with your sister. If you just sleep with her, if you have sex with her, you will get rich. You'll see, you'll have livestock, you'll have everything and taxis. And it happened. Cattle, taxis, you know what it is, everything he had. And then they wooed his sister. And then they said, if you will go and sleep with another, all your riches will come to naught. And then went to another, loved another, and then everything just came to naught. And why was that? Because the brother then loved their sister. That is riches that comes from living like animal. Now the Zulus will truly understand that which has been said.
And
you can take your sister, or you can even take your child and you sacrifice with that child so that you get rich.
And if things
aren't going well, then you need to murder someone else in the family. And then your business will grow again. And then you have a big ego and you are respected. But if you live a life where you sacrifice others for you to be rich, others become rich by robbing banks, by stealing cars, or even hurting others for them to be rich. Now, you say, why are we speaking like this? We all believe in here. Because there are those that don't come to the service together with us, but they also in other religions, and they are also listening to the service. After the service, then they phone Baba and say, we heard you say this and this. The matter here is the king himself ended up living, or he saw the miracles, but ending up living like an
animal.
Someone knew the revival, lived in the revival, and yet they live a life like an animal. A man is married to his wife, has children, and yet they live a life of an animal in the revival. Now, the Lord has ordained it like that, that in this time, that we will understand the miracles that King Nebuchadnezzar saw and end up living like an animal. And by finding fault, Judas Iscariot ended up betraying the Lord Jesus. And there are those now amongst us that are finding fault. Oh, why did Baba come and end off the service like this? Or even that you said that our brother Nico shouldn't be the one that is taking the service. You see that finding fault. If you take a stone and you put it into a
pool,
and if you take that rock and you throw it down and the inside is dry,
maybe
it's been in there for a year, even for 10 years. The water hasn't penetrated into the middle. That is what it's like with someone who is in a revival, but nothing happens.
That
They have children, yet they get angry, they get irritated, they live a life of an animal, yet they are in the revival.
Yambonga inkosi lapho isishile ukudla ngobulwane uNkulunkulu wayishanga lokho uthiphendukubela kodwa yambonga yamdumisa uNkulunkulu.
And that king, after he had even been like an animal, he praised God.
Wa nesizwe samnaka nenduna zabuya zayikhonza lenkosi.
And the authorities and the lords, they came back and they worshipped him again.
Now mzalwane ungalahli themba noma abantu noma ngabe usuwile usuphila yophi impilo uJesu sengaphinda akwakhe aguqule ube isidalwa esisha.
Child of God, don't lose hope. Even though you have gone to whatever extreme, the Lord Jesus can help you make a new creation. Shall we pray?
Oh
Lord, you love us. May we not lose hope.
Lord, if we
live a life of an animal, where we have evil thoughts, evil dreams, but Lord, we can still be helped.
And
if our family lives a life of people in jail, people who steal and steal cars and different things and drink, may we not lose hope. Even Peter himself repented. And it was him who said, we must not be like a dog who after it vomits, goes back to it vomit. All of this we pray, trusting in you, our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.